it started, or is it already over? The way you looked at me made me want to believe that there's something. Take me to bed and do the things that we said we wouldn't do. But what can you do when it's too hard not to? It's heavy and it's light as air. You know it, I see how you stare. You're giving me something rare. Oh, how it's been fueling my flair. How beautiful to really care.
Hello, this is Jill. I have a guest today, too. Maybe I should introduce the show. This is Jill with Dween Teens Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Heavy Light as Air by Alice Phoebe Liu. Guest, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Allie. That's all I have to say right now.
Nothing else?
No. You want my last name?
Do they want that?
I don't think so. I think that would make it really easy for them to dox me, and I'm not trying to be doxed, like, right now.
Right.
Like, 4 years ago, I was, but now I'm not anymore.
Believe it or not, Allie and I have learned about doxing in an academic context.
Oh my god, we have.
Yeah. We learn a lot about a lot of silly things in academic contexts.
We learned a lot about, carbon dioxide content in rooms.
Mm-hmm. And Xbox lobbies.
Uh-huh. And Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. What's the weirdest thing you'd like to learn about in an academic context?
The weirdest thing I'd like to learn about? I don't know. I think that everything in an academic context is very weird already. I think if you took like a really, really obscure subject and put it in an academic context, it would actually make it less weird.
That's probably true. Yeah. Yeah. You should teach that in an academic context.
Just like that be my thesis statement. I already have like a thesis statement for my Tufts experience, and it's about Gore Verbinski. I don't know if I've told you about this.
No, we haven't had this conversation.
Okay, this is surprising because I wouldn't shut up about it for a while. Mm. But my thesis statement about Tufts University students is that on every like single week of the calendar year that we are at Tufts University, there is one Gore Verbinski movie watched per week.
Just one?
At least.
Okay.
But like definitely one.
But definitely one.
Like definitely there is one.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah.
Think of all of them.
That's right. How did you come up with that?
I did a four show Gore Verbinski marathon in a week. So I did the first three Pirates movies and then I did Rango.
So you covered 4 weeks.
Exactly.
For us. Yeah.
But my whole thing was like, I bet you every single weekend one person watches at least one of these movies.
Yeah.
Just those four. It doesn't even have to, I mean, there are more, obviously. He did some horror movie that I don't know the name of that I'm never going to watch. Mm-hmm. But I think between the first three Pirates of the Caribbean movies and Rango, someone watches one of those movies every single week.
Do you think that's true of every college campus? Or
no.
Is it just Tufts?
This is just Tufts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how they accept us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're like, how many times have you watched Rango? And which of the Pirates movies are your favorite? And
true.
It's like the supplement questions.
Yeah. Yeah, there's an extra question.
And if you didn't answer it, that's probably...
That means you're an athlete here.
So true. Or an engineer.
Or an engineer.
Yeah. Shout out to the athletes and engineers listening to this show, to the radio show.
Yeah.
Shout out to the community members listening to the radio show. Mm-hmm. You probably don't have this experience with Gore Verbinski movies, but now you know...
Maybe they do.
This is like a Tufts tradition now. They can talk about it on our tours.
Okay, I'm so glad that we got to hear about Ali's thesis. I don't have a thesis.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine is posted on a very academic space. It's posted on my Letterboxd.
Oh,
so, right.
Yeah. I just wrote a really long review on Letterboxd because I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once yesterday.
Oh my God, how was that?
It was beautiful and I sobbed my little eyes out.
Oh. Your eyes still look okay between.
Yeah. It was a very funny moment because everyone went to the bathroom in the basement of Somerville Theater after the movie.
Uh-huh.
And we all were blowing our noses with toilet paper in the stalls.
Like, oh, wow.
It was like a nice little like cacophony of
I feel like the Somerville Movie Theater bathroom, it has a lot of stories.
Right. I have one story about that place.
Have you told this story before?
Not on air.
Wow, I have.
Oh, okay. So maybe it needs another...
I think, though, that when I told it, it was with my voice, and it...
So can, maybe it deserves to be,
I think
on,
it deserves
air
to be on air again
in a different voice.
Yeah. Would you like to share a story?
So there was this one time that I went to the Somerville Theater.
With me.
With Allie. it was a nice night. We walked to the Somerville Theater from campus.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there, and there's this concert going on.
A little concert.
That we intended on going to.
And we went to.
And we went to it, and we sat in our seats with a lot of people around us.
Yeah.
We were starting to notice something about these people around us,
which
was that they were mostly male.
Mm-hmm.
And so at one point in the night, I had been pretty hydrated that day, so I decided maybe it's time to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I head down the stairs.
Lo
and behold, there's a line for the bathroom. And usually, you know, when you hear about a line for the bathroom, you sort of have expectations about what that line will look like.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that there's a line of women waiting to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
In this case, we walk down the stairs and there's no line for the women's bathroom.
No.
But the longest line ever for the men's bathroom.
Uh-huh. It goes, if you've been to the Somerville Movie Theater, you know that there is, the bathrooms are at the end of a hallway, and mm-hmm. there are stairs going down that hallway. The line for the men's bathroom went up the stairs.
Right.
Into the lobby.
It was, like, unlike anything you've ever seen before.
And
that's something that would only happen at this concert. And the concert was...
Mm-hmm.
the microphone show.
Wow.
On that note, I think we should probably play a song.
Ooh, what song?
Given that this is a radio show where you play music.
I didn't know that. My bad.
Yeah, just to like bring us back to where we're supposed to be, which mm-hmm. is the radio station, uh-huh. the freeform music radio station.
Well, my voice, I think, is music, so this is very freeform.
This is incredibly freeform. I'm going to play this one from Perfume Genius, because we also went to a Perfume Genius show together.
And it was amazing.
Yeah. So this is Sides. This song also has Wise Blood.
I was about to say featuring Wise Blood.
And I love Wise Blood. So this is going to be super awesome. And I also have to figure out which aux I'm using, which is a little fun thing that you should do when you have a radio show so you don't have any dead air.
No dead air.
All right. Here it is. Here's Sides by Perfume Genius.
Thank you.
guys, that was Midnight Morning by the Meenahan Street Band. We're back.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, with so much to talk about.
We had a very invigorating conversation while our voices were off air.
Right. Our first thought is that there should be a content house mm-hmm. on campus, which is...
A concert house.
Right. A content house. I just basically made hype house.
It's like a TikTok house, but for only people part of Melisma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which would be probably a really intolerable place to live.
But we were saying that Tufstrut turns EBT into a place for house shows.
Mm-hmm.
Unironically, we were saying this. We were saying this very seriously, and I still am saying it seriously.
No, I think this is serious.
Yeah.
So
someone should start a petition on change.org.
There would be, like, house rules about who gets to play music when.
Exactly.
And
it would be the person who does the most dishes.
Yeah.
Because I know that none of them would do dishes if they lived in that house.
I feel like music enjoyers tend to be, like, pretty clean people. I don't know. Really? I guess no. That's not true at all.
Really? I mean, they keep their records clean, but...
Right, that's about it.
Yeah. The dust from the records goes on the ground, and then you don't know where that goes.
Right.
You know?
That's the only thing that's clean in the house.
Yeah.
Probably smells a little bit like an old bookstore in there.
No, that's too nice of a smell. I like the smell of old bookstores. Like, it just smells a little...
Like moths, or like...
A little...
Yep.
That noise. That's how it smells. Yeah.
What do they cook in the... Is everyone, like... Yeah, what no, do people eat in a music house?
In a music house, I think there's a lot of Uncrustable action going on.
Yeah.
I think that there's also... I think it's mostly Uncrustables. I don't think that they can keep peanut butter and jelly just, like, peanut butter and jelly, because it would probably, like, the peanut butter would go solid and the jelly would go moldy.
Mm-hmm.
But Uncrustables in the freezer, I think that's probably... There's a big part of that. I also just would like to clarify that if this house was a real thing, I would live there. Like, really seriously, I would.
Yeah, I would probably live there.
So... And I don't like Uncrustables, but if I lived there, I would eat them, just because...
Mm-hmm.
You have to. It's like, you know how every house has rules?
Yeah.
The rules of our concert house, XCBT concert house.
Yeah.
You have to eat one Uncrustable a day at least, and it has to be the ones in the purple packaging.
I also think it's really important that it exists in what would have been formerly CBT. CBT.
Yeah. Does this mean that CBT is going poof, it's going away?
That's the hope.
Wow. Happy Passover. I'm Jewish, I swear.
I'm not going to comment on that. today's a super holy day.
It is.
For a lot of people.
It is.
I'm unfortunately an atheist, so I have nothing to celebrate.
I'm ethnically Jewish. So.
Okay. So at least there's like half of a celebration going on.
My aunt, so I'm half Chinese and I'm half Jewish, mm-hmm. right? So my aunt on the Chinese side of the family posted on our Instagram... today is there's a lot of holidays happening this weekend. Happy Easter, happy end of Ramadan, and that was it. Like, she forgot that she is Jewish in her family.
That's too bad.
She's not Jewish, she's Asian, but
right.
I was like, damn.
Yeah.
And they're not religious either, so they just were like, oh, no, we don't like the Jewish part of our family. We are only going to say happy holidays to the religions that no one in our family celebrates. And I was like...
It's nice to everyone else.
Exactly.
Yeah. I sort of grew up, aggressively not religious.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is religious, but my dad is a hashtag scientist.
Oh, wow.
So we don't participate in any religion.
Test tubes.
Household. Yeah. Instead of...
Bunsen burners.
Right.
I was going to make a really, really bad joke, and I'm really happy I didn't say it.
We decorate our Christmas tree with science stuff. Like
DNA.
Like DNA. Actually, it's not a Christmas tree. It's just,
It's just a tree.
It's just a...
It's actually the tree of life.
Right. It's the tree of life.
And you decorate it with mementos of science.
Mm-hmm. Or, like...
Magnifying
glass.
Dissection
stuff.
Yeah,
I used to do dissection.
Me
I was
too.
Really into dissection.
We had to dissect a squid in elementary school, and I looked at it. I took the
What's
the
inside
knife
of
thing.
A squid, though?
Wait, I don't know what's inside of it, because I took the knife thing, and I stabbed the eye and the ink went everywhere, so
Ooh.
I couldn't finish my dissection.
Yeah. It's not super helpful.
It was
very
sad about that, but it also was my fault.
I also don't think there's really much to see inside of a squid.
Well, have you dissected one?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Right.
I mean, I haven't either, but I was there for other people doing it.
I dissected a rat once.
Oh, did you do the fetal pig dissection?
I also had to do a fetal pig. Yeah, I've done a lot of... I was, like, in a dissection club.
Which oh, is wow.
A really weird thing for me. It was...
How old were you?
This was in middle school when I... And I, like... I thought I wanted to become a surgeon.
Okay, so it's, like, not a psychopath in training class?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just was, like, weirdly distanced from it. I remember everyone sort of being grossed out by it, but uh-huh. I was like, I'm different. I'm not grossed out by dissection.
Wow. Well, I very much am grossed out by
dissection. Yeah, I think if I had to do it now, I'd probably be pretty grossed out. There was something up with me in middle school. That's also when I was listening to Ariana Grande, so maybe those two things are correlated.
Oh, interesting. I think that could be your thesis, your Tufts thesis.
Right.
I think that you should think about that while we play our next song.
Of Ariana Grande music.
Ariana Grande to Dissection Lover Pipeline.
Yeah.
It's something in her voice.
Yeah, I wonder if we could, like, do frequency? That, a study, like, of Tufts, like, pre-med people and see if they listen to Ariana Grande.
And then see how steady their hands are. It's like a...
Mm-hmm.
And could do an ethnographic vignette about it. Describe one Tufts pre-med student.
I'm never writing an ethnographic vignette ever again.
And
I hope none of you listeners ever have to do that.
We had to write one for our class, and we were both writing about Ethernet cables. Mm-hmm. And I wrote about a Tufts student named Bob. He lives in Lewis dorm, in Lewis Hall, mm-hmm. the Lewis Hall dorms, and is a hardcore World of Warcraft gamer. And mm-hmm. the Tufts secure Wi-Fi just does not do it for him.
It
so he has
not.
To use an Ethernet cable that connects to the Ethernet port in his dorm room in Lewis Hall so that he can play lag-free World of Warcraft, because it's a multiplayer game, and, you know, efficiency and high-speed internet are really, really important when you're playing World of Warcraft.
I chose to write about a fish.
Wow. The duality of man.
There's really two ways to go about life. Fish or World of Warcraft. Yeah. On that note. This one's called I Can't Lose by Sam Cohen. Mm-hmm. I hope you enjoy. I don't really listen to Sam Cohen at all.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. My friend was like, listen to this song. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I really liked this song.
And now everyone's going to listen to this song.
Yeah.
Shout out to your friend.
True. Shout out Margot. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. 6666, and I know the part. You are the river flow, and we can never know. We're just the weatherman, you make the wind blow. Keep thinking about every straight face, yes. Wonder what your boyfriend thinks about your braces. What about them? I'm all about them. Six sets, straight A's, cut them in the bathroom. So this is it, fun.
You just suck at suffering.
American Dream by LCD Sound System. Allie and I also saw LCD Sound System together.
Yeah.
This is important. We've seen three shows together.
Oh, yes. Total.
Total.
In the one semester we've known each other, which is pretty good.
That's really good.
That's
a really good track record for us. Yeah.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Yeah. What's the next show that we're going to see? I guess I know you're going to Spiritualized.
Yeah, I do have a ticket for Spiritualized, so you should also.
Which I also intend on.
Okay, great. So, September 22nd. I don't know if that's the real date. I made that up. But
I think everyone who's listening should join us.
I think everyone should join us. We're going to meet at the swing set behind Harleston.
That's another really important part of our friendship is the swing set that exists behind Harleston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you know me, I've definitely talked to you about it at one point. Also, I just want everyone to know that there's a really big swing behind Gantcher on that hill.
See, I don't know where the swing is.
Behind the gym, there's a really big swing. It's, like, big. It's, like, elbow to elbow size. If you put your arms straight out, mm-hmm. like a T, and you go with your elbow to your other elbow, that's the size of this swing.
Yeah, that's perfect because I think if you spend a little too much time on the Harleston swing set, your hips begin to sort of like die.
Yeah, you get crushed.
Right.
Because we're not children.
Because we're not, yeah. You get crushed by the reminder that you're not a 10-year-old anymore.
Yeah. Honestly, it's heartbreaking. But the big swing, you don't get crushed. Mm-hmm. It's actually meant for adults who, well,
who
not adults.
Want to be 10
I don't
again.
Think, I don't consider myself an adult. I consider myself a child. But it's for, like, children who are, like, a little bit too tall, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Above average height.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. Yeah.
But LCD Sound System, mm-hmm. if you are getting, this is PSA. If you have tickets to a concert at the Roadrunner, sell them.
Never, ever.
Never go to the Roadrunner.
We hate.
We despise the Roadrunner.
What's your least favorite thing about the Roadrunner?
Oh, where do I even start?
Yeah.
First of all, I don't like that the bartenders there always glare at you when you ask for water, and they act like it's such an inconvenience. It's like, right. Okay,
well,
do you want me
let
to
me bring in my water bottle?
You don't let us bring in water bottles. Do you want me to like literally just like die of
maybe
dehydration?
Pass out? Yeah,
like they glare at you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I made my voice really loud because I was really, really heated.
We're just passionate about our hatred for the Roadrunner.
Yeah.
Also, I've only ever been there once, and I'm actually going back because I bought these tickets before I knew I hated the Roadrunner. But the thing that I hate the most about the Roadrunner is the, like, aesthetic of the place. I really
Sim City.
Right. It's on the street that I...
It's on Guest Street, but it's Guest Street and New Balance Way.
Which is super, super crucial to the whole energy of the place, which just feels very...
Sim City.
Yeah.
Also, the stage is way too low.
Mm-hmm. So you can't see if you're not literally in the front, which we were.
Well, I wasn't for the second time I went, though. I was on my tiptoes, and my neck really hurt the next day. I just would like to compare Roadrunner to a theater that I would genuinely groupie for, the Royale.
I love the Royale.
The best part about the Royale is you can go to the back, and you can just stand away from everyone, and you get perfect view of the performer. You do that with the Roadrunner, and you get a really nice view of people's heads.
The back of people's heads.
You're in the back of the concert area, the venue, and you get people's heads. The stage has to be a little bit taller, and I'm not short. I'm the most average height in the world.
Which is what?
Five six.
Well, actually, I think the women's average is 5'4", and I am 5'4".
Well, I'm averaging men and women.
Okay,
because I think the men's average is 5'8" or 5'9".
Okay,
so I'm like
the most average height
in the world. And you can't see. I can't see.
But the Royale. The one thing that I love about the Royale, and I only learned this last time that I went because I went to the bathroom, they have lollipops in the bathroom.
They do.
Which is so sweet.
And they have couches.
And they have couches.
The most important, my favorite thing is that the bartender, the person who runs the bar, they always have a little line of cups
of
water and ice
ready
in them.
With water.
And you go up and you just go, "Could I get a water?" And they're like, "Yeah, how many do you want?" And it's like,
brilliant.
I'm like, "You're right. You just want me to feel like comfortable and hydrated. Maybe not comfortable, but definitely hydrated."
I think the Royale
also
has always been comfortable.
The Royale is always comfortable for me as well. The coat check people, so lovely.
They always say something nice about my outfit, which I usually need.
Yeah. Like, I stand there and I'm like wearing my PJs and I'm like, and they're like, "You look so good." And I'm like, "Okay, I look so good."
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. So we love the Royale.
We do.
Every other place is sort of just whatever. I do really like the Sinclair.
Okay.
It's very cute. It's like Royale, but then just shrink it. It's like, and then like make it mini.
Oh, that's really cute.
It's very adorable. Yeah. They have a tiny little balcony.
Ooh.
But I didn't go there. I just was in the main pit.
General admissions area.
The pit. So I think it's time for us to
read
a PSA.
And this is not an anti-Roadrunner PSA. This is actually completely different.
This is a real PSA.
So if you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you'd like to pay online, go to gives.tufts.edu under designation, select arts, sciences, and engineering, then other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our price tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. Also, if you want other ways you can donate, we have an event called unfortunately on the WMFO eBoard, and I help out with events. I'm
going to
plug all the WMFO things. I'm going to plug the t-shirts that I made that I'm selling. If you want a shirt, I haven't rehearsed this, so it might not be as good as this other PSA part that I just read. If you want to pay money for a shirt that I made with my friend Luke, who is also on events, we block printed them, and they're really, really cool. We're going to be selling them. We haven't decided the price yet, but our idea was we wear them out, and for every person who says they like our shirt, we increase the price by $1.
That's brilliant.
So the price will be determined on the day, but basically what I'm saying is if you want one of the shirts, you can't tell us you like it. I really need you to, like, bring my self-confidence down, and then when you come and buy it, I'll be like, "Oh my god, you want to buy my shirt? Oh, thank
Everyone say you hate the shirt.
Yeah, so if you see me, just, like, boo me when I'm walking by.
Right.
But if you want to, there's other ways to donate as well. You can buy shirts, and we're going to donate some of that money that we make from selling the shirts. And if you go online, you can also see that you can get some other WMFO shirts and other patches, stickers, things like that if you donate. And it's really fun. And Don't you want to just support your little radio station?
You definitely want to keep it freeform. Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah, freeform.
Yes, you do.
It's like that TV network.
Yeah, the one that was used to be an
ABC real, Family.
Yeah, a real network. Now it's just freeform.
They actually named that TV station after the WMFO radio station.
They did.
Station.
A little known fact. They also named Peacock after the bird. I hope that was a new fact for everyone.
Thank you, Jill.
This one I'm going to play next is
called Peacock.
I wish. I don't know any songs called Peacock.
We'll find a song called Peacock and play it
this,
if we
this
can.
This song is actually called OBS, which is awesome because OBS.
Yeah,
this
so
one's
true.
From Jamie XX, and I've been listening to this album a lot
Wait,
recently.
Wait, what album?
In Color.
Oh my god, Gosh. Yeah. Have you seen the music video for Gosh?
No, I haven't.
Oh
my god. So we'll be
god.
Watching that while we're playing this song.
If you haven't, if you're listening, first of all, if there are people listening,
right.
And second of all, you should watch this music video. It's the most insane music video in the world. It's my favorite music video that I've ever seen.
So, we're about to watch that While you listen to OBS by Jamie XX.
Great.
Here we go. Thank you. We're back. This is going to be brief because we're almost at the end of the hour, but that was Jamie XX OBS. We're going to end off the hour with Delight, because yeah. And this one's called Call Me. And I'm super glad that you guys are listening, all of you listeners that are definitely out there. This has been a very fun hour, and thank you, Allie, for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Anytime. I will be here again.
Yeah, no, anytime. I'd actually love for people to just show up.
Okay, because I texted you like an hour before. I was like, I'm coming on your show today. Yeah. And then I don't think you've actually expected me to show up.
No,
I just came.
Yeah. Well, I love that. I hope more people do that. So next Sunday, hopefully more people will just be here.
And if it's not more people, it might just be me again.
Right. Allie will be here. Okay, so tune in next week, Sunday at 3 p.m. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Jill Young with Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woo!
This is Call Me by Delight.
Hello? Hey, what's going on? How come I never see you around no more? Where you been? Yeah, well, you should call me. When? Well, I get all my messages. I never got any from you. Well, you know that number that you gave me, it must be the wrong number, because every time I call it, I just get a busy signal. Why don't you give call waiting or something? Your number's always busy. Why don't you should call me, man. Uh-huh.